We welcome our guest, Joe Pace. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you?
Doing great. Joe, we know of you as a prolific songwriter, producer, and we know of you with the Colorado Mass Choir, but it's been 3 years. What has taken Joe Pace so long?
Well, sometimes you have to step back and regroup and recharge, and we have been doing a lot of projects in the previous years, and it was kind of, you know, we kind of needed to kind of step back and together and refresh, as it were, and revive, and we think now is the time to kind of to step back out there. This is the season for it, and so we're excited about this new project during this time in the season, and prayerfully it's the right time.
And we are glad, huh, Joe?
And we are glad. Yes, we are.
Tell us about the new single, And We Are Glad.
The new single, And We Are Glad, is a praise and worship anthem. This whole project, we tried to do songs that were friendly for the praise team, for the worship leader, for the choir, to enhance Sunday morning experiences. And We Are Glad is kind of in that mold, in that vein, simplistic in its delivery, prayerfully still powerful, though, even in its simplicity. Talks about how good God has been to us in spite of what we've been through, and then runs with the refrain, And We Are Glad. And so prayerfully, it's one of those songs you can teach a praise team in 15 minutes, and then also one of those things that you can, that sticks with you throughout the week, every day, as you remember God's goodness to you in spite of what you may be going through at the current time.
We're talking, Joe, the new project's entitled Praise for the Sanctuary. Why that title? It could be titled Praise for Sunday Morning, Praise for Revival. Why Praise for the Sanctuary?
Well, again, it was about the reality of what the project was supposed to be. It was supposed to be about the church. It was supposed about enhancing and providing resources and material that was going to elevate the worship experience at the local level, at the church level. And also prayerfully, this is going to be great music for the listener, for the worshipers. But in its pure intent, it is music that's by the church, for the church. And so Praise for the Sanctuary was kind of indicative of, hey, here, we're going to do some things that are for you. And, you know, as the landscape of the music industry continues to evolve, you know, you realize that there still was a need for music that could be duplicated and replicated in the Sunday or Wednesday night or Friday night worship experience. And so that's what this project embodies. Prayerfully, there is something on there for every worship experience across all denominations, across all cultures, because really, you know, that's what most of us do. Most of us are just working at the local level. Most of the worshipers aren't going to be on stage in front of 10 or 20,000 people in a stadium or arena. They do every week. And so this project is an homage, as it were, not only to the kingdom and, of course, the Father, but to all those who work week in and week out. And so Praise for the Sanctuary kind of comes out of that vision that God has given for the kingdom.
I see that you have recruited Sunday Best winner Crystal Aiken. She's doing the song Just Like He Said He Would. Tell us about that.
Well, again, a Sunday church choir number, and most people don't know. They kind of hear the project that Crystal had. She's working on a new, listen to her and her ability and her finesse to handle and tackle certain things, but a lot of people people haven't heard her real churchy side. And Crystal comes from a very church background and grew up in church back in Tacoma, Washington, and she can church. She can take you there. And so it was exciting to be able to work with her, for her to also display the gifts that she has, taking something. She's done a phenomenal job on it. God's going to, he's promised you, he's going to do it just like he said he would.
I see you've recruited also Isaac of Men of Standard on Fill This Place.
Yeah. Isaac is such a pure worshiper, both in his tone and his delivery. And we've been wanting to do something together for quite some time, and the timing just kind of worked out right. And it's actually our opening worship piece on the project that sets the atmosphere for the rest of the project. And you'll understand why when you hear it. Isaac is just masterful at the worship atmosphere. And the song, again, simple in its message, its intent. God, there's nothing we can do unless your spirit moves. And in fact, everything else is a waste of time if you're not in it and you're not here. And so that's what the song says. And Isaac is the perfect vocal to set that up.
I noticed that you are on a new label. You're with Ty Scott,
yes,
under Dr. Leonard Scott. How did all of this come about, Joe?
Well, we were praying about, after my time with Integrity was done, and we were praying about what the next move was going to be, and part of that was all a part of this 3-year transition as well. And looking at partnering with another label, but again, it had to be the right fit, the right connection. And Ty Scott became the perfect fit. Ty Scott has always been about the church, has always been about the worship. Dr. Scott is probably one of the heroes in the industry as far as I'm concerned. He's a legend, but he's so consistent in his spirit and his integrity and his character. I've worked with him before down through the years to admire him and respect him. And so when the call came and the discussions took place, it just seemed like a natural fit. And it has turned out to be just that, an absolute perfect fit, especially for these types of projects.